Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity I have to be back with you again. I want to thank the Lord for His mercy toward me and His love, His long-suffering. I want to thank Him for His wonderful grace, the riches of His grace. I tell you, tender mercies. I mean, the multitude of His tender mercies. I tell you, His compassions never fail. His mercy never fails. I tell you, they renew every morning, and I'm thankful for that. I tell you, I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven today. And that's because of Jesus, what He did at Calvary for my sin and took my place. But I had to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ before I could ever get saved. And I tell you, that was belief of one's heart, not my mind only. I tell you, if you just believe in the mind, you're still lost. But I tell you, you got to believe to the saving of your soul. You got to be willing to give up the world and everything in it. I tell you, bring your broken heart and a contrite spirit. And I tell you, you won't be disappointed. You'll find Him. He's already there. You're the one that needs to come to Him. He's the one dealing with your heart today. Once you come today, once you pour out your heart before Him and ask Him to have mercy upon you, see yourself clearly. I tell you, like we talked last week, that we can't be just and redeemed by corruptible things. I tell you, but we've only been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ as a lamb without blemish and a lamb without spot. In 1 Peter, it talks about this. Chapter 1, in verse 20, he said here, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. He's foreordained before the foundation of the world, before God created the world, he said, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. I tell you, I believe on the Lord Jesus. I tell you, I believe by the word that I heard and I've seen that. I believe that and I cried out to Him. And I tell you, Jesus made it all possible. You see, He died. You see, the Father raised Him from the dead, gave Him glory, you see. But Jesus was obedient to the Father. And I tell you, He fulfilled what God told Him to do. He did the work that God sent Him out to do. He died for your sin and my sin. He tasted of death, hell, and the grave for us. And I tell you, He paid an awful price for sin that we could be redeemed by His precious blood, the sacrifice that He made. And I tell you, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, not just in mind only, but with all your heart, if you believe on Him, you call on Him, I tell you, you'll get saved and you'll never be the same. And the Bible says, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. We got to hear the truth. I tell you, we got to obey that. We got to receive the truth. We got to receive the Lord. You see, the Holy Spirit will deal with us through the Word of God, you see. And we purified our souls through this. We've been purified and been made white on the inside and clean because the Word of God dealt with our hearts. The Spirit took it and dealt with us, you see. And I tell you, the Bible says, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth, through the Spirit, unto unfinished love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, not of a fleshly seed. You see, I couldn't get to heaven even if I was in the seed of Abraham. And others thought that since they were come through the seed of Abraham, of fleshly speaking of the seed, he said, you're not the children of faith. You're not the children of God. He said, you come from a fleshly seed of Abraham. But I tell you, the spiritual seed of Abraham by faith, I tell you, therefore I am just because I've been born again. You see, Jesus dealt with my heart. I tell you, He'll deal with your heart. And see, I've been born again, not of a corruptible seed, a fleshly seed, but a incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. An incorruptible seed by the word of God. Thank God the word of God was sown into my heart. The word of God was quick and powerful. It showed me my condition. It divided my soul and spirit and my joint and marrow, you see. In other words, it separated. Let me see I was lost. Let me see I was a sinner. It let me see that I was on my way to hell. Thank God the Word of God is the light that I needed, you see. And God took the Word of God, dealt with me, brought me out of darkness, into his marvelous light, you see, brought me into his marvelous light. Now I am in the priesthood, the royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth praise of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And therefore, I want to glorify him in my tongue, my conversation, my walk. I tell you, everything that I do, I want his name to be glorified. I want to deny myself daily, pick up my cross, follow after him, and live holy. He said, for I am holy, thus saith the Lord. He's the holy one. He's the righteous one. I got to walk in the Spirit of God. I got to get away from my flesh, you see. I can't walk in the flesh and please God. The Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and the reward of those that daily seek him. But I tell you, I must come and believe on him and live a life that's pleasing in his sight, deny myself, you see, and obeying him. And when I do that, I tell you, his name will be glorified. He is holy. And he said, for I am holy, thus saith the Lord. And I want his name to be lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I can draw all men unto me. So I'm just a vessel, and I just want him to take this vessel and use it for his name's honor and glory. But I got to get self out of the way. I got to get the flesh out of the way. You see, flesh profits you nothing. It's the Spirit that quickens and makes alive. But the incorruptible seed by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The word of God's going to abide forever. The word of God's going to stand when the world's on fire. I tell you, they can't take the word of God out of my heart. I tell you, you might take every Bible, and you may take each and every one, say you can't have one, but you can't take the word of God out of my heart. I'll tell you that right now, because what he put in there, he put it there. Man can't take it from me. And I tell you, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed him against that day. I know I've already been made my calling. You see, it's already, he'd already called me. I've already been saved, already been elected. He chose me. I'm a chosen generation. Why? Because he loved me and cared for me, and I believed on him, and through prayer, that's why I'm saved. It's not because I was good. It's not because of the fleshly seed of my father, because it was undone and no good and unclean, you see. I couldn't work my way to heaven. I tell you, I couldn't buy my way to heaven, and neither can you. It's not by silver and gold. It's not by riches. It's only by the grace of God that we can get to heaven. The word of God, the Bible said, became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and word was with God. Thank God the Bible said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus. And I tell you something, the law couldn't redeem. The law was too weak. He said what the law could not do because it was weak. God sent his son into the world in the likeness of sinful flesh to redeem them that was under the law. So in the likeness of sinful flesh, but he didn't know no sin. His body came for his mother. That's the likeness of the flesh, but yet his seed was holy, and it came from God. He was God in flesh, and therefore he came to do and to die for sinners such as you and I, that we would be made the righteousness of God in him. That's how we are holy, because of Jesus. You see, we've been made the righteousness of God in him. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The flesh is grass. The flesh profiteth us nothing. We're here today, we're gone tomorrow. It's just like the flower of the grass. It the grass withers, and the flower thereof falleth away. I tell you, it falls away. It's here for a short time, and it's gone. But the word of God is not like that. The word of God, he said, endure forever. I tell you, it endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. See, the word of God endureth forever. The word of God dealt with my heart. I tell you, it gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And when I believe by faith, see, faith come by hearing the word, and I believe by faith, and I confess my sins, and I've repented, ask for have mercy on me, a sinner. I poured out my broken heart and contrite spirit before him. And I tell you, he did that operation of faith and a labor of love in my life. I tell you, he operated on me, took out the old heart of stone, put a heart of flesh in there, put his Holy Spirit to live in me, to lead God, direct my path. And I tell you, I've been redeemed ever since. He purified my soul, made me white. You see, I've been made new on the inside. And one day I'm going to heaven. I've been made pure and white because Jesus' blood was shed and it washed away my sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes and washes me white as snow. What can make me whole again? What can make me new? What can make me clean? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing else can do it. Only the blood. It's only the blood that can take away sin. And it's still the blood. It's still the blood that cleanses from sin today. I tell you, this is not old-fashioned. It's not outdated. It's right on time. It's same today, yesterday, and forever. The Word of God endureth forever. And I tell you, the Word of God is going to judge you, my friend, at the last day. You're going to be judged, you see, according. Jesus is the judge. And you're going to be judged by the knowledge that you had and what you heard. The Word of God that you've heard. You say, you won't be able to say, no one's ever told me. You won't be able to say, nobody ever told me, explained this to me. As God is dealing with your heart today. You see, this is the Word of God that's dealing with your heart. And you got to obey it. You got to receive it. You got to see yourself. You see, you got to act on it. Not just the hearers of the Word are just those hearers of the law only. But I tell you, we are just because Jesus, what He did, we got to obey Him. You got to obey from the heart. The former doctrine that's delivered unto you. You got to obey from the heart to be saved. From your heart, not your mind, from your heart. You see, you got to believe from within, your whole being. You see, I wish to God it was everybody was saved, were saved. But, you know, today they tell, if you just join the church and say a prayer after the preacher, you're saved. If you just get baptized, be sure you get in the water now, you're saved. No, it's by the Word of God. You got to be born again by the Word of God, you see. And then once you are born again and when you're really saved, then you join the church where God's placed you. You get baptized in the water. He wants us to. That's what we're supposed to do. We're to let people see that the change has taken place, that we've been brought out of darkness into the marvelous light. We was dead in trespasses of sin, but we've been quickened and made alive. You see, that we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. That's what it represents. We've been made new, you see. But see, folks, you got to come through Jesus. You got to be born again. Not a corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And Peter talks about this. The Apostle Paul talked about this. I tell you, they're right along together with it. And I tell you, it's the truth. It's the gospel, my friend, today. It's the gospel. And once you believe it, believe the gospel today. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no person can come unto the Father but by Him. You got to believe on Him. Some say, well, I believe on the Creator, the Father, but I don't believe on Jesus. I don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. I don't believe Jesus is the Savior, the Messiah. Well, you're not saved, my friend. I tell you, you can't get saved without Jesus. You got to come through Him. The Father has highly exalted Him and gave Him a name above every name. God put everything under His feet, you see. He put it all in the trust of Jesus. Jesus did it all, you see. Jesus paid it all, and all to Him we owe. You see, you go and you see, in the beginning, He was with Him. And for the foundation of the world, He said, that who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. My friend today, my time's come and gone. My prayer to God is get by yourself somewhere. Pour out your heart. And now don't get it let up until you know you've been saved, until you have the blessed assurance. And I tell you, I'm looking for you to be in heaven when we get there. If I don't see you here, God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.